Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the recently released Senate Intelligence Committee torture report. Turns out the CIA lied to the press and the public and to Congress about the extent and effectiveness of its torture campaign. And the most amazing part is everybody is surprised. Yes, of course the CIA lied. That's what they do. Lying and cheating and stealing are its total job description. Look at their listing on the Civil Service Careers website. Fluid interpretation of morality required. That's why when old CIA guys retire, they usually get work as oil industry lobbyists or Hollywood publicists. What's the next big revelation? Fire is hot? The New York Philharmonic is musically inclined? Shia LaBeouf is bugsuck crazy? Scorpions make lousy preschool pets? One thing you gotta give the CIA, they love their euphemisms. Torture is called enhanced interrogation techniques, and mustard gas is a really strong antihistamine, and lying is imprecise representation. That's what current CIA chief John Brennan said happened. He went on to stress that congressional oversight is crucial. Must be the reason he authorized the recent spying of Congress, to make sure they were doing their job of properly supervising the CIA. And reliable sources contend that's why Dianne Feinstein went to great lengths to make sure this report was released before her chairmanship wraps up in January. Spying on Americans is one thing. Spying on Congress, now them's fighting words. You know who we should trust in this issue? The guy with experience, John McCain. He says torture doesn't work. Short term, because people will tell you whatever they think you want to hear to make it stop. And long term, because it blurs the distinction between the good guys, which is supposed to be us, and the bad guys, which is supposed to be them. And here's an easy way to remember the difference. Snowboarding, good guys. Waterboarding, bad guys.